Even though Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner easily defeated challenger Pat Dugan in Tuesday's Democratic primary, the two could face off again in the November general election. More than 6,000 Republicans cast write-in votes as part of a GOP effort to have Dugan run as a Republican this fall. Philadelphia GOP head Vince Fenerty says the party would welcome Dugan with open arms.
Our goal for the fall is we're very hopeful that Judge Dugan will take his time, okay, and look at the figures. He and his family talk about it. And we're hopeful that he will accept the Republican nomination to run again and defeat Larry Krasner in November.
Sources within the Dugan campaign say they're considering the GOP's offer. Eric Aduso defeated Barry Cassidy in Downingtown's Democratic mayoral primary on Tuesday. Aduso will face Republican Richard Bryant in November's general election. If elected, she would become Pennsylvania's first openly transgender mayor. Aduso says her campaign centers on continuing Downingtown's good neighbor traditions.
We're going to focus on looking at how we can reduce housing costs to people of Downingtown, so small families, single-parent families, and those who might be struggling will have a better opportunity here.
Bryant did not immediately respond to a request for comment regarding his background and bid for mayor. Pennsylvania drivers can now order license plates with the Liberty Bell on them. The plates commemorate America's upcoming 250th birthday and feature the slogan, "Let Freedom Ring." If you're interested, head to PennDOT's website. Checking sports, Phillies with a 7-4 win over the Rockies last night. Game 3 happens this evening in Denver at 8:40. Taiwan Walker on the mound for the Phillies. Colorado will send Carson Palmquist. And U.S. Open Cup action continues for the Union at home tonight against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. Kickoff at 7:30.